Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trusted, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Our program today, of course, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. And boy, I got to tell you, I've done some of these community connection programs before. But I don't think I've done one like this, or probably any one after from here on out. We're going to be talking about a story that's going to touch a lot of people, especially over in Nowata County, but people everywhere. People in Kansas and all over our area. And what I'm talking about is a film documentary. It's called Full Court Press, The Ken Zacker Story. It's with End of the Road Productions. And we have with his producer, Dane Warner, and director, Chuck Price. And Dane, first of all, good to see you again. And Chuck, nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit where we're going with this production. This is a very interesting story on a lot of different levels.
All right, Tom. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on here and giving us your platform to try to spread what we're doing here. This is a story that I didn't know much about. I graduated in Nowata in 81.
Mm-hmm.
The bulk of the story in over the Nowata area happened from around 68 to 72 in those years. But I was researching a whole nother project and doing some just on background stories in Nowata, and I started stumbling on to more of the Ken Zacker story and found out there was so much more to this story than before and after his Nowata years. And so I got consumed by it. A lot of people think they know what this film is about, but we promise there's so much more to this story than what people have heard through the years. So, it's a story about an incredible basketball coach, that legendary coach Ted Owens from the University of Kansas is on our documentary talking about one of the most brilliant basketball minds he'd ever seen at the high school level. He did great things for our basketball program. He was hired in 68. He also did great things for race relations, because we hadn't been desegregated very long, and so there were some issues there that he helped out with, and had a big support of the majority of the town and the school. Then we had a little incident that kind of rocked the boat over there, that he stood his ground on some integrity issues that caused the town to kind of take sides on an issue, and unfortunately it got pretty ugly in our little town of Nowata, but people really learned a lot from the experience. We are not trying to tell a story that's going to cause a black mark on any person or any group of people. We have a mission that we're doing here of sharing love, compassion, and forgiveness, and it's already working. And mm-hmm. So we've made a lot of difference in lives already, as we've interviewed over 60 people so far. And so it's, you know, we can, depending on how much we want to get into the story, but you can also go to our Facebook page of End of the Road Productions and kind of keep up on the story a little bit as the film develops. But we're excited on some the difference that we're making in people's lives already.
It's also it's a healing moment too, because it also brings up something that really was never talked about in 1972, which was mental situations, mental crisis.
Yes, sir.
And this illuminates this, and it needs to be put in the forefront too, and be treated like anything else.
Absolutely, and that's been a big mm-hmm. reason why a lot of the family members that haven't shared things in 45 years has now decided it's time to tell some of the other sides of the story. And it's been heartbreaking, mm-hmm. but they know that there's so many people that are suffering from mental illness. We need more awareness, suicide prevention. You know, after he left Nowata, unfortunately, the coach ended up committing suicide at age 36. And so there's a lot of that story that was never touched on. So, again, we're making a difference in people's lives.
Chuck Price is with us. Now, Chuck, you told me you went to school in Nowata, too.
Yes, I moved to Nowata in 1972. My parents and grandparents were from Nowata.
Mm-hmm.
So we came back all my life on Christmases and different things. So Nowata is my hometown, yeah.
Oh, well, great. And you said you weren't even aware of
No, Coach. We moved in. It's 1972, and I was an athlete, and I played basketball and lettered 4 years. And I had never heard anything about this story. And it was, and I could see why, because the town was divided, and I think they were going through their own healing process at that time, so it just wasn't talked about.
I get it, and I understand it. Now, you are the director, but since Nowata, you've been out to Hollywood a little bit.
Hollyweird. I've been to Hollyweird for a long time, since 1985, and I commuted back and forth. I had married... I was already married when I went out there, and we had two young children, so I moved them out there for 1 month, and had planned to have them out there longer, but when they got there, I got a job in Argentina for 7 months, so I turned them right around and moved them back, and I'm glad I did, because my kids didn't need to be raised in Hollyweird, so they're normal kids, and... Now, made me a grandfather, so we made the right decision, yeah.
I spent a little time out there, and you hit it on the head. It is Hollyweird, that is for sure. But it also has a lot of unique opportunities. You got your first job in the movies with Ridley Scott. That's a pretty good, you know, lucky draw there for their first gig.
Yes, that was quite fortunate. There's quite a story there on how that actually happened, but I don't think we have enough time today to go through that.
Well, you've been on a lot of things, music videos like with Guns N' Roses, Shania Twain, and you even directed a few commercials, too, that a lot of people know. And let's not forget that feature movie, The Possums.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, The Possums. Well, I had decided to come back and try to help my wife raise our youngest daughter. Because not that I was totally absent on the two older daughters, but I just didn't get to spend as much time with them as I wanted to. So I wanted to kind of just leave L.A. and start, instead of commuting back and forth, I wanted to live here and then go back and forth to L.A. and just have a temporary residence there. So I really was trying to wind down because I'm mainly a commercial art director. And movies have never, I've had a lot of opportunities to do movies, and I just always turn around because they're too long. And didn't want to work that long, you know, on any one project. So I was mainly a commercial person. So when I moved back to Nowata, there was a young gentleman that had wrote a screenplay about a football team, a fictitious football team. And they had heard that I had moved back, and they really wanted me to be a part of the project. And I guess I told them basically no, unless they wanted to move that film to Nowata to where I wouldn't have to travel anywhere to go. So I just they just came in and we started there. And
see, Dane, Hollywood demands right there, you know.
So yeah, we made a little movie there. It was great. It brought a great economy to both Bartlesville and Nowata because in '95, I believe, is when we made that movie. The sales tax base just shot out of the roof for Nowata and Bartlesville because of the people that are coming in, because Oklahoma at that time wasn't as familiar with movie making as we are now. So, yeah, it was a great shot in the arm for the economy, and it was a lot of fun to make. And used a lot of local people for extras and things. It was just a lot of fun, and it was a good feeling movie, so it was fun to make. It's the only one I've really made. So,
and you also included our sister station K-Rig, gratuitous plug, in there as well. Yeah. I want to get back to the End of the Road Productions in this film documentary, The Full Court Press, the Ken Zacker story. We've got not only the movie coming out, we've got a big to-do in Nowata, don't we, Dane?
Yes, Tom. This is where I hope your listeners maybe get a pen and paper ready to write a couple things down. Of course, I know they can always go to your archives and hear this again.
Oh, we'll have a new story on this, trust me.
Okay. We have an event coming up July 24th on Saturday that we have turned into an open invite to the public. We have people come from all over the country, California, Utah, New York, come in and tell their stories and being interviewed. That'll be on Friday. Saturday, we're having a lot of the key people that haven't seen each other for a long time. Some of them haven't seen each other in 50 years are going to be reuniting. So we decided to not only a lot of people in town We have some closed filming that won't be open to the public, but at 1 o'clock in the old high school gym, which is where all these players play their games and so forth, which is going to be neat for them, we're at 1 o'clock, we're inviting the public to come in. If you have any interest in the film, any interest in meeting these people, because I promise you, a lot of these people will never be back to Knowata again. Maybe you want to meet the actors that's playing these people in the film. But the biggest thing that we're pushing is if you have a heart for how our country is divided and angry about certain issues, you know, this is what we're trying to push. These people went through some really tough times in several areas. I would love to see a turnout of people just want to come, whether they want to meet the people, meet the crew, but just to say thank you for standing up for things that were right, and we're still behind you today. And so that's at 1 o'clock Saturday, July 24th is when I think we'll open the doors to the public around 12:30. And I promise you that's going to be an interesting thing. If you're interested in filmmaking, you might want to come talk and get a chance to meet Chuck, along with a lot of other key people that have came on board. There's a lot of aspects that I think would be interesting if people would show up. But the main thing, if we could get a turnout for these people, that would be heartfelt.
Well, I think you're going to get that. And I think you'll be rather happy with the result. And this is going to be a kind of a tugger on the heart for a lot of people. But I think it's going to be one that's a healing moment, and one that's probably about time to take place.
Good. We hope so. Again, if people try to keep up with this, we have our Facebook page, End of the Road Productions. My personal Facebook page, I'm always putting stuff on. That's just Dane Warner, of course. And if anybody had any questions, or also, we also want to be really open to people that have any concerns. We've had a few people that say, you know, stories like this need to be buried and never brought back up. You know, and I understand their concerns. We're listening to them, and we're trying to comfort them, knowing that it's not going to be an ugly thing for the town, and we're trying to get that word out. And so if people have any concerns about what we're doing, get a hold of us so we everybody that I've been able to talk to and explain how we're going to tell this story, they come back with a really good feeling.
Well, yeah, no one's going to be vilified here. We're just telling a story, correct?
Right. And using this to try to do some good.
Indeed, on a couple of different levels.
Yes,
and,
right.
You know, God bless you guys for telling the story. And I can't wait to see how this turns out.
All right.
And I want to remind everyone again, that'll be on Saturday, July 21st, 1 p.m. at the old Knowata High School gym, End of the Road Productions, film documentary, the Full Court Press, the Ken Zacher story, public reception, whole nine yards.
There you go.
All right. Hey, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This has been very interesting. And for some people, even in Knowata County, I mean, like yourself, Jack, you said you moved there in 72, you didn't know a thing. There are some people who are listening right now going, when did that happen? And we'll get a little bit of a history lesson.
You can Google Ken Zacher, and a lot of stuff will come up that's been written over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be the first film that's been made.
One of the things I want to bring up about this guy, when he moved to Kansas, he went to a tough school, didn't
yes.
he? And it was so tough. I tell you, it was tough.
He's like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. They oftentimes wouldn't let people in to watch the games. It was that tough,
that's
right?
That's correct.
How did he come out of that?
Well, I'll tell you about what I know about it after research that Dana's done, is that when he went to Leavenworth hadn't had a winning season in like 7 or 8 years or something like that. And they had some rivalries that were just really competitive with each other, not only on the basketball court, but in the stands and fighting and throwing rocks at the buses when they were leaving. It was really a dark cloud for Leavenworth and their competitors in the area. Well, Ken Zacher got there, and within the first year, he pulled that organization around and got those kids involved, got the parents involved, got the businesses involved, and they went to the state championship. I think they were 22-3, I believe.
Something like, wow.
And so then, from not having a women's season for 7 years.
From worst to almost first.
That's right. And when they got there at the state championship level, not only was it a proud moment for Leavenworth, they received the Sportsmanship Award. And the Sportsmanship Award in Kansas is quite a big deal. And for them to receive that with the reputation they had just tells you the type of quality of person and coach this man was. So it's just a phenomenal story. You can't get enough of it. And keep the lid on it, but there will be a movie made of this.
You know, that's something else that he started in Nowata, the respect that the players earned. And a lot of times I try to tie it in kind of the story like Remember the Titans, the football story, but how he made those kids come together, not only through the race issues they had, but just being proud members of the community. You know, they got the suits and ties going. They got, you know, they were so respected. The businesses and towns that we love seeing the players come in. They were always so well behaved. One of our local merchants for years over there recently said that he owned a grocery store. And he said, I never had to worry about them ever being rowdy or stealing anything because they might be afraid of the law a little bit, but they were really afraid of the coach. And so he did great things in that era and then moved it all up in Leavenworth. And everywhere he went, he did great things. You know, unfortunately, our little situation in Nowata, we're not passing judgment on anybody and decisions they made back then because we don't know the pressures people were under. It was a different time. We, even one of the key people that's coming back, the black captain that was elected, which kind of spurred the incident over there, you know, he said, I've never had a hard feeling toward anybody through all that because it was just a different time. And he has never been quoted saying that. He's the one saying, come on, people, I didn't have a problem back then. So how about you all not have a problem?
Wow. So once again, this is going to be Saturday, July 24th, 1 p.m., the old Nowata Gym, End of the Road Productions, Full Court Press, the Ken Zacher's story, the open reception. Guys, thank you very much for being
with us, sir.
And we've got more coming up in just a moment.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve.